This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Magical. La, 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 la.
You're welcome, everyone.
It's Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Oh, are we talking about hot tubs? Don't miss the great rebate event on High Life and Limelight Spas at Creative Energy. Right now through the 27th of this month. It's just a few more days. Come on now. Save thousands and finally bring home that spa you've been listening to me talk about for months. You know you've been dreaming about it. Visit creativeenergy.com. So I got to admit that I'm as into clickbait as anybody else. I read the title, Kim Kardashian looks unrecognizable in nude colored face mask at a Academy Museum gala. I'm like, okay, I'm going to click on that. You know, here's the thing about what she did. It's very Kanye, by the way. She took a piece of cloth.
It is absolutely Kanye.
But there's so much more to this, in my opinion. Now, can you see?
I see the four boobs, yes.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking that if I'm going to have another set of boobs on the front of me, they're going to look good. Like, I feel like she stuffed some marshmallows into the dress pockets that were inexplicably underneath her boobs. Like, to me, the funniest part about this is, like, who's even looking at her face? It actually doesn't matter.
I feel like they're before and after boobs.
Like, yeah. It's like they were here.
Before you were 50 and then they started to go down with age.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a double pump right there.
From a distance, it was really hard to tell which ones were the real ones. But as I got closer, I realized, oh, okay, so the top boobs are her boobs.
Yeah.
And whatever that add-on is.
It's like a weird, like
sandbags.
Like a marshmallow coating for her ribs or something.
Okay.
So.
But look, listen, I know you're not into fashion and I know you don't.
I'm not.
There are a ton of people who love fashion and often it's stupid.
Yeah. Yes, that is the thing about fashion.
There's
oftentimes also, it's stupid.
There's really cool stuff too, but especially for an art show or something where they're trying to be, you know, crazy.
Yeah.
You can look at it and realize.
Well, she's
it's
not,
like that
she's
Gaga
not bad
thing.
At getting
no one
right,
wants
the meat
to see
dress.
You in a meat dress.
Yeah.
No one.
Well, don't say that. I'm sure there are people who are really into meat who were like, that's the hottest thing I've ever seen. Oh my God, throw her on the grill.
Throw her on the grill.
Let's cook that up. She looks raw.
So gross.
I know. I kind of feel like that dress had to have a pretty heavy scent by the end of the night under all the lights.
It's disgusting.
And, yeah. If you were sitting next to her and weren't like a big meat lover, it would be kind of an unhappy place to be.
Although, back to the point, which is crazy fashion lives on, and that's the meat dress absolutely comes to mind, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. That and Bjork's swan dress.
Sure, there's
a few things.
And then the egg falls out of her, and you're all, okay.
Did she just lay an egg?
Call it a night,
that's
Bjork.
That's hot, I guess. I don't know. So this dress is kind of like, I don't know, what is that? Like a really, like a creamy,
nude.
Creamy beige.
I think she looks like
she's in Dune.
Yeah, she does. So she's got this, just a piece of fabric pulled over her face. It is opaque. It's funny because she did some Instagram post where her makeup people have done her makeup, allegedly. And then they pull the piece of fabric over and they've secured it underneath kind of a collar style, big, you know, tall collar necklace. And she's making jokes about, like, how's my makeup look? All that hard work you guys did. Oh, my God. You guys are amazing. But the dress itself, if it wasn't for the second set of breasts that are on it, it's one of the most beautiful dresses I've ever seen. Like, the sleeve part from just above her elbow down to her wrist is actually a swooped-up drape from the bottom of the dress itself.
Super cool.
It's really beautiful. But there's so much else going on in this picture. I put it up at the Sarah Mini Facebook page if you'd like to take a look. I feel like there's like one or two too many elements going on here. Like go face mask or go second set of breasts.
Yes.
Or
I don't even mind the second set of boobs.
Really?
The face mask just gives me the absolute creeps.
Well, yeah, it's very
the thing about a face mask, and we all know this from having participated in Halloween, is that at first it's fun, and then it gets flipped up onto the top of your head because you can't breathe. And
because it's getting wet
and you're
inside,
sweating, right?
Yeah.
And then you find your, and so by the time the night's over, I hope she put makeup on underneath because she's gonna take that mask off and gonna be, you know, out and about.
You got to yank that thing off at some point.
It's better to just not either. You have to go all in or you have to go, I'm not doing this.
I wonder how much hair she really has. Because she changes her look up all the time, right? Like she'll wear that kind of shoulder length bob, the white hair. I've seen her in that a couple times. But other times it looks like her real hair. It's pulled into a tight black ponytail and it goes, you know, really far. Obviously she can add hair to that. But I'm like wondering, when she takes it all off,
no idea.
Does she just have a little short haircut? I'm sure she would look smashing if she did, and that would be so much easier for all the wiggy stuff.
Do they ever take pictures without makeup on?
I don't know.
The Kardashians? I don't think I've ever seen them unmasked.
There's been
maybe
some,
Khloe.
Some TikToks with her kid, I think, without makeup on, or maybe like more natural looking makeup at least.
I've seen her where she's supposedly like getting woken up in her bed. But she just looks too, I'm like, it really?
Yeah, but she's also spending, you know, at least 9 hours a week getting facials like Paris Hilton.
That is true, right. These people all have spas in their house. Like their team lives there, just in case she might need something. I need you to fix me up a little bit.
It's better than regretting all your pictures.
That's true. And these are people who have a lot of pictures.
I mean, I'd like to post on Instagram, at Vin Hassan. Give me a follow. You'll love it.
It's adorable.
So many times I take a picture and I'm like, oh my God, that's hideous. Post. Like I just, whatever.
It's up there.
That's why I like stories. It's just there. I just know it's there for a day.
I just can't do too many pictures. I can't be the guy in some parking lot somewhere going, I just won't.
So, why not though?
Because I'd rather just be, you know,
natural thirst trap. Well, anyway, she wore this thing to the Academy Museum Gala, which none of us know. I don't even know about that. The only one I know is the Met Gala. I'm sure there's 1,000 of these galas. They got to all get dressed up. What else are they going to do? Just sit around their house looking smashing when
people
no one can
like
even
that.
See them?
Yeah, I don't like it, but there are people that like that, getting all dolled up.
Yeah.
Raising money for good causes. Jane does it for a Tuesday.
Yeah, she really does put it together every day.
Doesn't care. Doesn't matter what day it is. I'm putting it together. And you hear people, every now and then you'll hear someone be described as they always put a lot of effort into their look. And you go, I wish I could do that.
Yeah. Oh, I put a lot of effort into my look. Like I carefully select my hoodie.
I got to be out the door at 4. I can't muster the energy for that.
I make sure that my shoes match my outfit. I'm just so concerned with it.
And when I see someone,
put on my concert t-shirt.
Even the people who show up here, you know, all put together, you go, dang, yeah. You look great.
Yep.
Good for you.
I know. It is a nice, it's nice, probably feels good too. You know, like we're in here and I feel like if I was all, it would actually be, well, probably because for 30 years I haven't bothered. But if I like put some nice outfit together, I'd be like, what? No, I don't have a job interview after this.
Even our big boss, every now and then, she's wearing a dress that looks like she lassoed the sun and pulled it onto her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You ever seen her like that? Yeah. Where she's just blonde and tall and pretty and boom, this dress is bright orange, yellow, and red.
Yep.
How you doing?
She's just, and not that many people can pull off.
No.
And she just looks fantastic. Mm-hmm. She has like a very specific dress that she wears too. Like it's very, it's like a sheath dress. It's not like nipped in. Is that what it's called?
No idea.
Like it's just.
Cinched in?
It's just like, because she doesn't cinch the waist. It's just sort of like a fitted dress. One kind of a one piece thing. She just has this look that's her look that she's curated.
Mm-hmm.
Looks amazing. Anyway, there you go. Kim Kardashian. I honestly, if you'd put this picture up in front of me, I wouldn't even thought about her or looked at her face, which you can't see anyway. I would have been like, what is happening with the boobs? Just goes to show you. That's what I look at first. Congratulations to me for knowing what's important.
Mm.
The boobs. Jelly Roll is in the news.
How's he doing?
He's good. You know what? He's really good.
Probably better than ever, huh?
Yeah. This is less about his, which I am sort of following, and I see the Jelly Roll stories, and he does appear to be on a health journey. He already looks amazing, and he's still over 300 pounds. Like, he's got a ways to go, but he already looks so much better. Like, even like the color of his skin looks better. Maybe he got a spray tan. I don't know. Jelly Roll is planning a 100-acre free rehab and mental health campus in Tennessee. He just rolled out plans to transform. This is a property that he owns. It's 100 acres. And it'll be, if you are in need, it will be completely free to you. He said, imagine a place for people like us, poor kids down bad when life was kicking our ass. And now think about the resources we never had. We could change lives. He went on to say that the facility will offer a full range of treatments from 12-step programs to intensive mental health therapy and holistic care. His dream for the place is people coming out, leaving their phones and getting in the mud with the boys.
That's awesome.
I know.
But rehab is expensive.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it doesn't always take. Like
right.
It can sometimes, pardon me, it can sometimes take a couple trips. It can sometimes take, and it takes what it takes.
Right.
Like I've had people ask me, what was the thing? And I truly believe every piece, every try, every failure is part of that finally being able to say, I really am done with this.
Mm.
I want to be done and I'm going to do whatever it takes to finally be done. For so long, I was like, well, I'll do it, but
this weekend.
I still got to be alone most of the time, and I don't want to answer to anyone, and it takes a minute. So for it to be free, so someone can just hang and get through whatever kind of, you know, things are in their head, I think that's great.
I know.
It's probably...
It's amazing, actually.
...what our state needs to do to get some people off the streets.
Yep.
We just have to say, you live here now. And you can't drink or drug, but you live here. There's your bed.
Right.
There's your new life.
Yeah.
But you can't drink and you can't drug.
And you got to help with laundry and help
whatever.
With the food service.
But that's the way, because a lot of these people on the streets, I know there's mental illness. I know this is an expensive area, but a lot of it is drug and drink.
Yep. That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
So go, Jelly.
Yeah, I know. It's a good story. Let's see here. Oops, I think I grabbed the wrong story. Keith Urban had an odd moment on Friday. He canceled some shows last week because of laryngitis, but he managed to play on Friday. He played at in Nashville. This is on his High and Alive World Tour, and he was taking audience questions. He just started having a little Q&A.
Life's not hard enough. Let's open up the let's hand a mic to the audience. Oh my God.
So I know. I'm like, gee, I wonder what the questions will be. But surprise, not what you think exactly. Keith was taking audience questions and he asked a fan what her name was, and she says, "You're not gonna like it." And he said, "Why?" She says, "It's Nicole." The whole crowd roars. Keith drops dramatically to the floor and covers his face. But in the end, he left it off. He might look the. I actually feel like good for you for taking audience questions at a time in your life when people will be like, "Where's that Maggie chick we hear you've been boning? I don't see her on the stage." Or, you know, how are you handling all of this? Whatever somebody might yell out, even if they're a sympathetic, you know, they're a fan.
I understand I don't really get to demand answers of celebrities. Mm. And yet the whole suggestion that this guitar player was who he's with and then her disappearing act is troubling.
Mm-hmm. Like,
what if it's not? Like, why don't you guys just say that, right?
Right.
So that must be, because otherwise they would just say, "You guys, that's ridiculous."
Right.
They're not together.
I know.
So it, I mean, it just lends to
anyone say, "No, it's not her."
Right.
Or, "No, it's not anyone."
And then her moving off of the stage only like increases the, right, the suggestion.
He's like, if she's on the stage, I can't help myself. But, oh, he's Australian, isn't he? If he's on the stage, I don't even know. Whatever. Cares. What's coming up in the news?
Who cares?
I don't know. Keith Urban, whatever.
Frozen foods might never expire. After these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're actually going to be talking about Sabrina Carpenter a little later on the show. She hosted SNL. It was actually phenomenal.
Adorbs.
Adorable.
I heard she did a bad job.
Did you? Well, we'll talk about it a little later and you can
you like
in your
it.
2 cents. She was great.
Oh.
6 o'clock in the morning this Thursday. Join us for Bob's Movie Club this time around.
Oh, what?
What's going on over there?
I was just saying, I just said that. Here. I didn't hear anything about it.
Really?
He's a lying liar. Who lies?
This week on Bob's Movie Club, the movie is The Black Phone. You have until Thursday morning at 6 a.m. to get that watched.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation believes in listening to our communities to make the biggest impact. From health and wellness to arts, culture, and social care, they're dedicated to giving back where it matters most. It's in their DNA. Explore more at FremontBank.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's what's happening. Mostly sunny today.
No.
Was it hot at your house yesterday?
It was hot.
Like creepy hot.
It was actually hot all 3 days. Like we hit 80 at my house all three.
Yeah.
And I was a little pissed because I had the whole house all open and I laid down for a nap and I came out. I'm like, oh, what's happening? It's so hot. Closed everything up, turned on the AC.
For God's sakes.
This is ridiculous. Then he told me 70.
Anyway, low 80s today is your high. Rain end of week. That's still in the picture, so get ready for it.
I'm coming for you.
Okay, so the Niners won last night on national television, 20-10. Go Niners!
Go Niners! Back attack.
Philly won, Commanders lost, Pats won, Raiders lost bad. Tonight, there's two Monday Night Football games.
Oh.
Unfortunately for Major League Baseball, that has a Game 7 being played tonight. You get what I'm saying? Game 7 is what you want.
Yeah.
If you're Major League Baseball, all rides on this. And the NFL went, we're going to put two games on just to make sure that you're good and throttled.
You know what's great about streaming, though, and the way the world works now? Don't worry, you can watch it. Just turn off your phone so you don't see the score from any of the games.
If I'm Major League Baseball, I say, you know when everyone is free? On Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You dummy
heads.
You
do it on Tuesday.
God!
Yeah. Is there another game on Tuesday?
No.
Like, is the
Dodgers are currently tanning.
Okay.
And this one is the one. It's Game 7.
And they
got to
put
tonight.
It on Monday Night Football night.
Whatever. Whatever.
Well, you'll be able
Seattle
to watch
at
it.
Toronto, 5 p.m. Meanwhile, Tampa Bay at Detroit. That's a huge game. Both those teams are good. Highly ranked. Tampa Bay at Detroit, 4 p.m. Texans at Seahawks. Go Texans. Show those Seahawks what's what. They're in our division. Mm-hmm. We want them to lose.
Right.
Texans at Seahawks, 7 p.m. There's that. Big weekend for the No Kings protests. You may have seen it in your feed. You may have seen it on the news. The No Kings protests were well attended nationwide. No story.
Because we shouldn't have any kings.
Just absolutely.
None of those, please.
Well attended.
Mm.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love fast facts. And on a Monday? Fast. You trying to butter me up for something?
Frozen foods will never expire at 0 degrees Fahrenheit or lower. The flavor and texture may not be great, but they will never expire at 0 degrees.
Won't they eventually just turn into crystallized? Like, you know how when you pull out that frozen box of spinach?
Yeah.
And it's coated in like ice and it just doesn't seem
that's
like something you want to eat.
But you won't die if you eat it.
I suppose, right? Don't they say like sushi fish, you actually want it to have been frozen to kill off all, because you're going to eat it raw. You want it to have been frozen to kill all the worms that live in all the fish. I know. Don't. They're microscopic. You can't even see them.
Can you stop talking
safer
now? Stop it.
Just stop it.
Jesus, what's wrong with you?
Nothing.
You bring up worms at six.
You're so
6:43 6:43 in the morning.
It's your exact time.
There's no copyright or patent protection on magic tricks. If a magician invents a trick, anyone can steal it.
All they have to do is be
figure
magic,
out how it's right? done.
If they are also magic, then they can do it.
There is an unwritten code. Most magicians refuse to do other magicians' tricks, but...
Oh, I thought the unwritten code was you never explain how to do a trick.
Oh.
Remember, wasn't there a guy who was going around showing people how, like, David Copperfield was doing his tricks or...
I don't know.
The amazing... what was
the amazing
name?
Ruiner of other people's careers, I think was his name. Yeah, it was, I feel like that was maybe in the early 2000s or something. Like there was a guy and somebody definitely murdered him, you know, to get, no one knows how because of magic.
I think it's the amazing Jonathan.
Is that it?
Yeah.
And he was just the tattletale.
Yeah. He would do the trick and then he'd show you how he did it. And other magicians were pissed.
Oh. Starting in the early 80s, pieces of telephone shaped like Garfield the cat washed up on beaches in northwest France, and no one could figure out why. In 2019, a farmer finally found a wrecked shipping container in a cave that was spilling out the phones.
Oh,
that's fun.
Say that whole thing again.
Starting in the early 80s, pieces of telephone shaped like Garfield the cat washed up on beaches in northwest France. No one knew why. In 2019, a farmer finally found a wrecked shipping container in a cave that was spilling out the phones.
A farmer who hangs out in caves by the side of the ocean.
No one said he hangs out there.
Why is he a farmer in this story?
Well, he's a farmer. That's his job. He's going to caves and farm mushrooms? He's a spelunker.
All I heard was a series of words said out of Vinny's mouth. None of that made any sense to me.
Garfield!
That's a weird one.
He hates Mondays. He loves lasagna. Come on.
Yeah, Garfield.
His friend is Odie.
Landlines. That's his nemesis. Landlines, everybody. Oh, okay. That's the olden days.
Nermal! The other little cat. Nermal.
I don't know. All right.
Boy, you go two cats deep in Garfield trivia, huh? I wouldn't have known that. I know Odie, right?
Yeah. Which apparently is his nemesis. I'm like, wasn't he just another guy that lived in that house?
Oh, no.
Then John. John? Yeah.
John the owner?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. You don't know John the owner, but you know.
Yeah, what
Nermal.
The what? What is
Nermal.
Happening? Anyway,
I'll move
that's
on.
That's a weird one liner there.
Well,
the farmer who's in the cave. Who finds the wrecked shipping container full of Garfield?
It reminds
bones.
Me of that robot movie that I can't think of the title. Wild Robot? Is that it?
Oh,
yes.
Wild Robot was a shipping container or a thing fell off a ship. It's so good.
I heard it's amazing.
I really loved it.
I just text myself. Watch that.
And
today.
It's one of the rare non-Pixar films that got me too. Like good.
That's a good cry. Yeah.
That one.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't want a good cry.
You don't want to watch it then. Well, no, you have control of yourself. You'll just be fine. You'll just watch it and
I don't
be
mind
fine.
Crying if it's like, I don't want anybody. Okay, never mind. Go on. Talk about crying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This comes across the desk every few years. It's typical. It's one of those things. And then I try to explain to people, because these exist, you can't trust anybody ever at all. 10 signs someone might be lying to you. Well, as soon as everyone knows the signs of lying, then they know how to cover them and, right. and lie right to your face.
Yeah.
And there
Never
you are going.
Never look up and to the left.
Yeah,
look
it's all that's the right. eye direction. Apparently, if a person looks to the right a lot, it means they're making stuff up. If they're looking to the left, they're trying to remember. I've heard it's also up to the left, what you just said. It's just long pauses. Liars may stall or repeat your question to buy time. Voice changes. Listen for a higher pitch or breathless tone. Fidgeting. Unfortunately, this means all elementary school children are liars. The poker face. Some people remain completely still while lying to avoid giving anything away. The only way you really... I had a girlfriend that lied quite a bit when I was in high school.
Oh.
And her problem was she couldn't remember what she told you.
Oh,
so
yes.
There was the... That's how you knew.
Keep your lies simple, everybody.
She'd
Don't,
get the
right.
story going, and then later, all you had to do to undo them was ask a question, and she would just...
I don't know. What did I say? I can't remember anymore.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
You got to have a better memory.
I know. I was a huge liar when I was a little girl. I would just like make up these freaking fanciful stories.
Well, everybody
stories.
Did.
Yeah,
but little kid. This is very, she wasn't a little kid. She was, 16, 17.
It's just they pile on and pile on. And that's what I learned. I'm a much better liar now because I just keep it really simple.
I've
Not
told
too
you
many
this.
Details.
Allison Maddox was a skiing family that her whole family and her older brother, Tyler, I think, these guys, cool. Like
the Maddox
they had the,
kids.
The jackets with the mammoth pin on it. Like they've been all, I've been to. And I told her that I went to New York and rode the Lake Placid ski jump from the Lake Placid Olympics.
That's a good one.
And how did that go?
Didn't go well.
You hear him? Mm. It's ridiculous. No one could believe that. Mm. No one. Mm. At all.
Did she?
No.
Oh, they didn't know.
No, of course.
Well, he's trying to impress her. She's a big skier.
I'm making a play for her, but, of course, that was just one of the many times that didn't work out for me. We were never...
together?
We never kissed. Mm. I mean, at that time, kissing
you didn't make out on the mouth?
No, I've never done that. I'm not one. I want a participant, a willing and happy participant.
Oh, God.
I don't want to do stuff with people where they're like, meh.
Yeah.
No thanks then.
Right.
I kind of perfected the solo mission. I'll just do that. Thanks anyway.
I've got that down.
Eye dancing. If their eyes are all over the room, It can be a sign of panic. These are signs someone is lying to you. Just understand.
These are also signs that they don't want to be with you. Like, you know, I'm fidgeting. I'm looking away. I don't want to be in this conversation.
Good liars don't make this mistake because they've read this list.
Yes.
So just know that. Yeah. Forced smiles, a forced lifeless smile can be a sign they're fibbing. Too many filler words. Every sentence starts with or you know, or basically.
That's everybody's sentence.
I know. I'm just telling you that one of the things is that, yes, these might be signs someone's lying to you. They might also be the list the liar read before they told you a lie.
It also might just be the way people are. They don't like to make eye contact, so they're looking all around their room.
Anyone tries to float that they ski jumped the... you gotta know.
That's funny.
So dumb.
For real.
You know the law, jump.
Yes.
The one where they go like this?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Flying squirrel position?
Yeah. That.
I did one of those when we were in Italy.
What? A ski jump? Oh, sorry.
You're so gullible.
I really am.
There it is, right there. Did you see what just happened? Except...
I am such a dummy.
What?
You haven't even been to Italy, have you?
I have been, but not to...
Oh, okay.
That's the key to a good lie. You got to keep it just truthful enough.
I did that.
Right, rolls right off the tongue, too. Look at you go. Well done.
Thanks.
The most haunted state in America.
Oh, let's think. It's got to be Massachusetts.
It's New York.
Oh.
That's where the Amityville house was, right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
that's a true story.
The Amityville house?
Yeah.
You know, Sandy lived near it, I think.
Is it on Long Island?
I think it might be on Long Island. Can you see where Amityville is in New York?
It's on Long Island.
It's on Long Island. Yeah. Sandy lived near that house.
Walked my dog near the Amityville house on Long Island.
I don't know if she had a dog, but you know.
Well, she did. It was a dog.
Dog.
The dog.
New York is the most haunted states with 81 ghost sightings per 10,000 people. Texas is next.
Oh.
Louisiana, California.
Oh, Louisiana is creepy.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then what? Then California?
Was Louisiana where some of True Detective happened? Is that where the
bayou.
The meth cook in bun huggers with bad homemade tattoos was
that is one of the creepiest visuals. Like, it's just always creepy there because it's the trees that look kind of skeletal with the Spanish moss hanging down and blowing like spectrally in the wind. And you're in the swamp where you know there's creatures that are going to come up and grab you by the ankle with their bony fingers and pull you beneath the black water. Okay. Like, come on.
Take it easy.
It's crazy.
You're scaring me.
Scaring myself.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Maddie's right there.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, heads up, everybody. Tomorrow, Diwali starts.
Oh.
So what's up, Fremont?
What's up with Diwali?
It's the Festival of Lights.
Okay.
It's a huge, it's like everything, it's like Christmas and New Year's all wrapped into one for
folks.
It's like
Festivus for the rest of us.
Yes, Diwali, big deal. So happy Diwali, everybody. And for fun, make sure you go watch the Office episode where they do a whole Diwali episode. It's very good.
Oh, goodness.
510, Houdini famously debunked magicians and mystics tricks all the time. 707, no king's protest happened in other countries also in solidarity with us. I love it.
Yeah.
Diwali is Hindu?
Yeah.
Okay. I had to look it up. I mean, you said it like everyone should know what it is.
Oh, I don't know. I thought people know Diwali.
No.
I see it pop up in my calendar, but I'm like, I don't really know what that celebrates.
Call your Indian friends tomorrow and say, hey, happy Diwali.
Okay.
All right.
And then one more, 5-3. When breakdancing was a thing, I told my friends my grandpa could do a head spin.
Well, that's harmless. I mean, I was trying to build a relationship on my ability to ski jump hundreds of feet.
Fly through the air, your body in a fixed position, the wind whipping your hair about.
You know, your grandpa could do a head spin seems harmless.
We're going to take a quick break when we come back. J-Lo has figured out why none of her relationships last. Will you agree with her?
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.